The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. I keep asking God. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here you go. You can't get any better than this four-word question. Ready? Ready? What is your passion? Wow. Just leaving it there. Don't you? What is your passion? What's in there that God put in there? Wow. What can you partnership with God in that he's already put inside of you that you can work together with him and fulfill the plans of the kingdom? What's in there? What is your passion? Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be very sad. Sad indeed. We just want you to give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Aww.
Isn't that sound great?
Yes, it is. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend, as we head into the weekend. You've done a phenomenal job, so I want you to know you're doing a great job at the board.
And you are really
growing into it in many, many ways, as people are even commenting and letting you know, hey, he's doing a great job. So just keep that in mind. They love you and they're praying for you, brother. So that's a good thing. And I'll give you I'll get the $5 from you later on, okay, for giving you that compliment.
Got it.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, so here's the bottom line. People are like going, what? Is this a regular Christian radio show? Yeah, sure. Here's the bottom line. If you've got something that's happening in your life and you've got like a prayer request because you have got to have other people praying with you and for you, this is a great show and a great opportunity to do that. Our prayer warriors will pray. We've got some of the very, very most profound prayers I've ever come across. I mean it. We pray about everything. It's awesome. And we get more results. People probably don't realize how many results we get, but it's a lot better than you think. People focus on what they don't get. How about we acknowledge what God does do instead of trying to count the things that we don't understand. And we've got people that will pray for you. If you've got a prayer request, you got something going on, don't hesitate. We'll pray for you. We'll take our faith, put it with your faith, and petition the Lord. Maybe you've got a praise report. Had a wonderful praise report yesterday. Ginny Johnson, grandmother, fourth time. Hello. I mean, that's just cool. And those are the kind of things that you can share. Or you can share something the Lord's done specifically, maybe an answer to prayer, or maybe just direction, or maybe you found a job, or maybe you've got a better sense of peace or a better sense of grace as you're dealing with things. That's what it's about. So if you've got that going on, you can share that. You're welcome to do that. You're welcome to call. You're welcome to text. If you text, you get the number you got to text to is 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
I can't believe there's radio shows that do that on a regular basis. Anyhow, you can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, David. At the A with the Goofy Circle, he must increase from John 3:30. He must increase.org. .org is the .org, which means it's a nonprofit, which means we're a nonprofit entity. And we always promise you a jelly donut after you give. Nah, sorry, we don't do that. We give you a receipt at the end of the year. Just that simple. Just if you didn't get one you gave last year, got to reach out to me and let me know. Bottom line is right now it's 11:37 in San Diego. It's 12:37 in Denver. It's 1:37 in Dallas, and it's 2:37 in Detroit. We don't know what time it is on the moon, but we do figure out that if you're up there, you're probably not listening to the show. In fact, it's very impressive you're up there. That's all I'm going to say. Additionally, we want you to be aware of some updates that have been taking place. I told you yesterday that I have been working on some things, and the Lord is kind of opening up some doors and just like kind of cool. For those of you that are interested, there are mega updates on the website. If you're looking to see what our latest update is in regards to some of the things that I'm going to be tackling, you can go onto the website and look under ministry, and then under books, you'll see some things that will really give you an idea of where we're heading. In the meantime, if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, if you got something you want to share, don't hesitate to reach out to us. But we, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are going to jump into James chapter 3, verse 15. And the reason that we're going to do this is because we do everything that we do based on the Word of God and based on our communion with the Lord and based on the direction of the Holy Spirit and based on the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And our whole premise is to encourage one another. See, there's so much discouragement. The opposite of encouragement, discouragement. And the whole premise there is in the news and in the media, if it bleeds, it leads. The worse, the better, because they get more eyeballs. I was like, okay, I understand. And sometimes you got to keep track with the news and know what's going on. But the good news is eternal and is ours to hold on to. And the good news is proclaimed in the Word of God. That's why we make that our feast above all things. Okay? All right. James chapter 3, verse 15. If you remember last Friday, and sometimes it's hard to keep up, so I like to backtrack a little to keep people kind of connected. In verse 14, it says, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, you know, do not boast about it. And then verse 15 starts and says, such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. What? Wisdom that does not come from above. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For wherever jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every evil practice. Wow. Let's start off and recognize James taking the time to communicate to you and I after he's talking about the tongue, which, by the way, he'll get back to the tongue because that's a big issue. He starts off and he says, he brings an incredibly effective tool for us to understand this one thing, and I want you to hear it and don't miss it. It applies to your work. It applies to your engagement with the universe. It implies with your engagement with politics and with government and with everything else. It's very simple. There are two kinds of wisdom. Remember, you heard me talk many times. There are two kingdoms. people are like, no, there's kingdom of man, kingdom of Satan, kingdom of this, kingdom of this. Nope. There's God's kingdom in every other kingdom. That's what there is. Well, guess what? There's two kinds of wisdom. There's God's wisdom and every other kind of wisdom. So the first thing he says is the wisdom that's from above. He talks about that. Then he talks about an earthly wisdom that is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. So it's either wisdom from above or wisdom that has evil tied to its foundation. There is no other place. There's no, well, it could be a little bit of this and a little, no, it can't. It's just worth noting that the wisdom that's not from above is both, earthly and demonic. It's not one or the other, it's both. What? So James identifies the wisdom that is worldly, it's earthly, it's unspiritual, and demonic by stating that wherever there's jealousy and selfish ambition, whatever that exists, that's evidence that the wisdom is not from above. So I want you to, this is going to be the time we put on our big boy and big girl hat and catch this. There are two elements that help us understand what wisdom is at play. Jealousy means that you want something that somebody else has. Something, somebody, some entity. Selfish ambition means that you want to have what nobody else can have. Either way, that wisdom exalts itself as demonic at the core. So listen to that insight. It's just great the way that James communicates to us. He's telling you, look, if there's jealousy, it means that you want something that somebody else has. I want what they have. I want their simple life. I want their easy life. I want their millions of dollars. I want their position of power. I want their understanding. I want that. That's wrong. You're already telling God he's bad at being a creator, just to let you know when you do that. Then he talks about selfish ambition, and selfish ambition means you want to have something that nobody else has. You're special. You alone get it. Nobody else gets it. Now, you have to think about these two wisdoms, and it's impossible for me not to do this, but you just thrust into the realm of politics and think about those two statements. Okay, jealous means you want what somebody else has, like the power they have in politics. But wait, selfish ambition means you want to have what nobody else can have, like that power in politics. It's like, wow. That just tells you how deeply steeped that is. This is why when Jesus taught about being a leader amongst kingdom people, the answer is to be a servant and not like the world. See, the world does it so that it's top-down. The top-down approach, but Jesus does it as the bottom-up approach. The greatest are those who serve among you. The greatest are those who are servants and pretty much operate understanding that their entire existence is about honoring the Lord. But what I want you to understand is we as a church have this opportunity to have discernment between wisdom that is above and wisdom that is below. The first thing that you have to help you understand wisdom above and wisdom below is this funny book that God wrote called the Bible. That's the book for me. I stand by faith on the word of God. It's the Bible. You want to know if something is demonic and unearthly or unworldly or just evil in its core? Pick up the book, get your BFN in the book and read it and know what God has to say. There are issues that come up on a regular basis, politics or not, that you can evaluate through the word of God. People say, well, how do you vote? I vote by the word of God. If the things that I see are lining up with the word, I'm happy about it. If it's not, I'm not happy about it. That's just my take. I think God knows better. I take it back to the same place. Just bear with me. And this is for some people that haven't heard this before, but same thing. If a Martian came down and landed in Washington, D.C. and pulled out a book and said, this is the key to the universe, there's not a single person on earth who's not a Christian wouldn't read that book fervently. Yeah, well, it happened, only he's not a Martian. He's the creator of the universe. Here's the book. Read it. I'm giving you the keys, telling you the way to go, telling you the way to go about it. So what James does is identifies, look, there's an up and there's a down in this. There's a good and there's a bad. First way that you know what's right and wrong is the word of God. Why? Because God created the universe. The dude can write a book. The second part about this is that you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. You said yes to Jesus Christ. He lives in your heart by faith. The Holy Spirit took actual residency inside of you. Yes, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, part of the mission of the Holy Spirit, is his job is to guide you. His job is to counsel you. His job is to give you discernment. So between your engagement with the Word of God and your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and then your time of prayer, this is where the wisdom from God comes. If you're not sure, you bring it before the Lord. Some things are pretty evident. You hear about them and you go, that's just wrong. Some things are couched a little better. And the devil's pretty good at kind of mixing a little bit of truth and a teeny, teeny little bit of lie and putting it together in one big ice cream cone. Got to watch that. That's the last thing you want to eat, because when you do eat that which you are not supposed to eat, it creates quite a few problems. If you're not sure about that, you can ask Eve when you see her. Get it? All right. Take a slow down here. Take a deep breath. Getting ready for our first trivia question. How many fishermen were called by Jesus to be an apostle? How many were called to be apostles? Was it four fishermen, three fishermen, or six fishermen? Your direct answer is coming out of Mark chapter 1, verse 16 through 19. Wow. Wow. But it's very, very simple. How many fishermen were called by Jesus to be apostles? How many? Get it? See, there you go. All right. Now, I do want to point out, and I love Steve. Steve always gives his insight. He said he'd rather I use the word envy because God also is a jealous God, so on and so forth. He's right. I mean, that's a better word, but I like the explanation, how it breaks down, because, you know, when you sit there and you say, you know, you talk about wanting what other people want. I get it. But he's really me produce the word envy. And he's right. That's a better word for it, if you catch my drift. Bottom line. Thank you, Steve. How many fishermen were called by Jesus to be apostles? Is it four, three, or six? If you think you know the answer, by the way, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, which is something that we often do. And let me tell you something about the website. New stuff on the website. New stuff on the website. Check it out. Check it out. Go under ministry. Go under books and read it. You'll know what's going on. It'll give you a good understanding. Additionally, it's a place to give. Here's our passage for the day. Give generously to the needy, and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hands. Yes, sir. His word is true. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
All right, now here's my question about that sound. Is that R2-D2, or is that just from another, you know, group of goofy things?
I believe it's R2-D2.
Okay, I just want to check. I'm just
if it isn't, then I don't know where it's from.
Okay. Because
that's the only thing I can think
there's
of.
So many movies it could be from any of them.
Right.
Okay, but anyway, all right. Back to the trivia question. Here it is. I want to make sure you guys understand. Very, 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 very important, by the way. And here I'll just keep this super, super, super simple. The trivia question goes like this. And I'm just going to ask you, how many fishermen were called by Jesus to be apostles? Is that four, three, or six? Your answer is in Mark chapter 1, verse 16 through 19. If you want to reach out to us, we've told you how to do that, 972-445-0770. You can also send a text, 214-210-8483, or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text, and now let's go to the other side of the coin. You see, there's There's two sides to a coin. I don't know if you know that, but there's like the tails and then there's the heads, right? You ever noticed that there's two sides to a coin?
No.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And it's news to me.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because here's how you really tell where people are at. Let me just give you a little life clue. Ready? People will go, well, I want to do this thing, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to flip the coin three times, whichever two out of three, then that's how I'll make my decision. Then they flip it the three times, and then they go, let's say three out of five.
Right.
Right. That's already, this decision's already been made. You just are not acknowledging that. I'm just letting you
know. It's like
that.
The rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. You do rock, paper, scissors, yeah. Then you lose. Oh, two out of three.
Yeah, I want to do it again. I'm not satisfied. All right, so let's go back to this. We were talking about the wisdom from below, which is a wisdom that has bitter envy in it. There you go, Steve. And a selfish ambition, self-centeredness. It just has to do with me. What is that? That movie, I think it was Nemo, where all the fish were when he was out by the dock going, me. That thing. We got to stop doing the Nemo fish thing. Okay, because God is not impressed with that. So here's what he says, James says in chapter 3, verse 17. He says, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap the fruit of righteousness. So James, in contrast to the wisdom that is below, that is bitter enviness, and that is fully self-ambition, self-oriented, comes the wisdom from above. And it has multiple components, and it should be understood that way. But the first component of all is it is pure. What do you mean pure? It's not polluted. You see, the world keeps thinking that the wrapper on the Snickers bar, that's pollution. But God says pollution is sin. That's pollution. And when you pollute the land scripturally, it's because you've sinned and defiled it. That's how it happens. And so in the pure wisdom, there's nothing dark. There's nothing evil. That's why the wisdom from God is pure. That's why you ask God for direction. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. That wisdom is the right wisdom. But he goes through this list, and just between, I mean, there's eight elements on this list. So it's not a short list. The wisdom from above is peaceful. What does that mean? That means when you hear it, you know in your spirit. Yep, that's right. Yep, that's the right thing. It's gentle, accommodating, full of mercy. Because God is full of mercy, so his wisdom is full of mercy. It's full of good things. It's impartial. It's sincere. It's real. There's nothing phony. There's no fake propping up. There's no hypocrisy. And it's most powerfully defined in that last portion of verse 18 as peacemakers who sow in peace and reap the fruit of righteousness. But I want you to catch something, and this is the thing a lot of people miss. Technically, there's eight elements listed in this, two of which, by the way, are peace. Because in verse 18, it says the peacemakers, and in verse 17, it says the peaceful. So that's very cool. But one element that gets overlooked a lot is that wisdom is often gentle. What? This is where people get the saying, and you see, you know, you've heard this if you've been in church more than a couple of years, that the Holy Spirit, he's a gentleman. Well, that's where this comes from. Because there's times where God approaches you and gives you insight and wisdom, and he's really polite about it. Does he do that all the time? No. Sometimes he just says, this is what this is, this is what this is. But there's a vast difference between hearing the wisdom of the world and hearing the wisdom that comes from God. And you need to separate them and make sure you know which one's being operated. When you get counsel, right? People get counsel all the time. You make sure that those elements of wisdom that's from above are connected. Get that? Okay. So I just want you to catch that. Now, remember something. On the trivia question, it was how many were fishermen, right? How many disciples were fishermen, okay? So Matthew was a tax collector, so you already know he's not one, right? Judas was Judas. He's not one. Okay. Jeez, so that's kind of the nice way to do that. Get what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure you guys get them that trivia question. But here's what I really want you to get. When the wisdom of God is in operation, you have in you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in you goes ding, 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 ding. That is one of the great ways to know. But the ultimate way to know is the Word of God. And if somebody gives you insight and it doesn't line up with the Word, see you later, alligator, in a while, crocodile. Get it? Okay. The trivia question was, how many fishermen were called by Jesus to be apostles? We're looking specifically for fishermen. Mark 1, 16 through 19, there were four fishermen. Peter and his brother Andrew, James and John, which, by the way, they were partners. So the collection of the 12 was a little more connected than some people think. Get that? Ooh, that's kind of cool. All right, if you're in San Diego, Detroit, or if you're in Denver, just go to hemusincrease.org, hit the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, hang out with us. This next hour is going to be a mind blower. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
This is really cool. Still in Hebrews, but this is towards the end, and I'm kind of pushing through into chapter 8. It says this, Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak, but the promise of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son who's been perfected forever. Now, the main point of what is being said is this. We have this kind of high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and the true tabernacle that was set up by the Lord and not men. Two really cool, quick points. Number one, the priesthood for mankind based on the earth has weakness in it. Jesus doesn't have weakness. He's perfect. I would rather have somebody who is perfect in everything he does praying for me than somebody who's loaded with weakness. It's not that I don't want people with weakness praying for me. I just would have, if I'm given a preference, I'd rather have the full meal and not bits and pieces. Okay, that's number one. And then number two is this.
This is the best one.
The high priest, and you got to think about this. Jesus prays for you. Jesus intercedes for you, so to speak. He petitions for you is really what we would say. When the high priest on earth petitions for you, where is he? He's in the sanctuary, right? A copy of the things that are made that represent what's actually in heaven. When Jesus intercedes for you, where is he? He's actually in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making that intercession for you in the actual temple, not a copy of the temple, actually next to God the Father, not symbolically next to God the Father. So when Jesus intercedes for you, he's right next door. That's the kind of high priest that is powerful. You think he's got the Father's ear, so to speak? I say yes. The answer is yes.
The David Spoon Experience.